Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Overnight from 2 to 6 on AM 930, The Answer. News, insight, passion. AM 930, The Answer. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live and in living color tomorrow's news tonight, right here from our Salem Media Group flagship radio stations in Tampa, Florida, heard across America on some of America's great radio stations. Hello to everybody in Poplar Bluff, Missouri tonight, and also all across the Caribbean, and streaming live on the internet and the satellite all around the world. A special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military and veterans. We also salute our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, to the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on those oil rigs, and the bridge tenders, too. Thanks for all that you do. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, also on Twitter, at Captain's America, and check out our brand new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Put an HTTPS up front, because it's a secure website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. All righty. Now then, let's drift over here to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
We're going to say the pledge. It's hour number two, and then we're going to get rocking here. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, we're going to go to the telephone here. We've got a call from Kentucky. Now, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Pat, calling from Kentucky.
What's up? What's up?
Just wanted to say hello, Captain, first, and hello, Radar. Secondly, I would like to ask a question.
Yeah.
Would Joe Biden be able, with the double standard that we have today, to name Barack Obama as his vice president?
He could, but that would be another lie, because he said he's going to nominate a black female.
Right, but they lie all the time.
Well,
so
sure.
About that.
He could nominate anybody. He could ask for anybody he wanted. Barack Obama would be one, but I doubt very seriously Barack Obama would want to be back in the mix again, because technically I don't believe he can be the president again, even if he's the vice president.
Right. Okay. Well, no, but he would be running it if Joe couldn't handle the job.
Yeah, but I don't think that's going to happen. I do not believe the way things are set up that once you've been the vice president, well, not vice president, once you've been the president, you can't run again for the office or even that vice presidency. I do not believe you can do that.
Thank you for easing my mind.
All right. Okay.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. And, Kyle, I don't think I'm wrong in saying that. Once you've been the president, you can't come back as a vice president and sneak back in as a president again. It does not work that way.
Well, as I understand, I think you can't be elected to more than two consecutive terms to the presidency Let's just say, even if he could be named vice president, I don't think, number one, that Barack Obama would want to do that per se, but also I think that the party is moving so far beyond even where Obama was that he would not even be unifying enough for them. They are looking for someone who, for lack of a better expression, is incredibly radical, even compared to Obama.
Now, did you see what happened yesterday during the Kayleigh McEnany press conference when they were going along and she was showing those videos of the riots in Portland and the people have been attacked and the different things that had happened? Then suddenly they took it off the air. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. Well,
do you know why?
Well, there was some very choice words.
They came out in the middle of it, and they had to get rid of it because it's prime time in the daytime, and you can't have those very choice words on the air. It's a different story at midnight to 6 o'clock in the morning, but during the daytime, can't happen.
Well, right, and of course, even though Fox is a cable news network, station. They're not susceptible necessarily to FCC rules, but they're self-regulating, and I think for all the right reasons, so they don't want the kind of profanity to be out on their network. But that being said, Kayleigh McEnany, I think, was showing a video, I believe, where people were saying these things about the police officers, saying, "I hope someone kills your whole blank family." But this actually shows exactly what's happening out there on the streets.
And we found out that one of the federal agents was actually hit with a board, and the board had nails in it protruding out the end, intentional, and the nails impaled his hand.
Well, that is, first of all, I'll just say that is a horrible, horrible thing. And I'll follow it up with, are the media going to continue to tell us that these are the mostly peaceful riots? Tell that to the person who got hit with that makeshift deadly weapon.
And 18 of them have been arrested now in Portland. 18, and they're facing federal charges for their roles in the 50-plus days of the violence there. And to that, I say throw the book at them.
Well, certainly. Again, none of this is acceptable. The protest for unjust death is part of the American fabric. That's, everybody understands that. Everybody gets that. Everybody supports that. But this is something else. These are the people who have been training, who have been wishing, who have been dreaming about this day where they could go out and actively attack police officers.
Yep, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warner, professor of politics. It's the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. Strolls across the overnight radio airwaves, and our show is played at various times all over the weekend, all around the country. This is the show that started it all 20 years ago.
We all need to do our part.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99. Or 50 disposable masks, only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
751. To start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call at 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, balanceofnature.com.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Mr. Kyle Warren, and this portion of the program of the Captain's America Third Watch, hour number two. First segment is brought to you by our folks at Relief Factor. Now, that would be Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son team that own and operate Relief Factor. They are out of Seattle, Washington. Now, I've been on the product for 4 years, and simply put, ladies and gentlemen, it works for me. I got rid of Mobic and Flexerol, and now I'm taking Relief Factor. Now, I've got nagging pain because what I have is arthritis, and anybody that knows about arthritis knows what happens there. It comes and goes. You can actually tell what the weather's going to be like. And if you got back pain or neck pain or shoulder pain or foot pain or knee pain or ankle pain or hip pain or just general muscle aches or pain in general from your everyday activity, this Relief Factor 3-week quick start can help you right away. Now, all you got to do is go to the website that they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website. And take a look at the 2.5-minute tutorial that's there from Pete and Seth. After you see that, then you just order the 3-week quick start because it'll tell you what's in it, how it works, and you'll be glad that you did, because I'm telling you, all you got to lose is pain, and the Relief Factor 3-week quick start for $19.95 will do that for you. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. Back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, now, if I were to tell you I was running a PSYOPs project, what would you think that, what is that?
Well, PSYOP refers to psychological operations, And when you're running a PSYOP, what you're trying to do is you're trying to get people to feel a certain way, think a certain way. You want to come in and essentially influence their objective reasoning about things and be able to put in place the way you want them to react, whether that's good or whether that's bad, you know, happy or sad, compliant, non-compliant, whatever it might be.
The Democrats are effectively running a PSYOPs operation. They have been for some time. People don't realize it, or anybody that's been in the military or intelligence of any sort, whether it's first responders, police, fire, whatnot, understands what I'm talking about. And there are some polls now starting to show that Americans' mood happens to be deteriorating over the virus and the economy from all the negative pound, 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 scream, 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 yell, yell, yell stuff that's going on out there. And the thing of it is, folks, is you can't buy the lie. The truth is right there in front of you. It's right there in front of you. All you have to do is look and listen to what's being said. I'll give you an example. Joe Biden once again claims that President Trump is going to try to steal the election. Well, Kyle, who's going to try to steal the election? And it's not Donald Trump.
It's not Donald Trump. It is, in fact, the Democrat apparatus. Absolutely.
They've tried it before.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
And then you've got this guy, I guess he's a disc jockey, Charlemagne the God.
Right, yeah, Charlemagne, yeah.
He told Joe Biden, he said, shut the F up forever for calling Trump the first racist president. He said nothing could be further from the truth.
Well, right, and that's because back in the early days, you did have presidents who were former slave owners or who owned slaves. And so this is something I think that Charlemagne the God is referring to. He went on further as well, Captain, and this is devastating for Joe Biden. He told him to quickly nominate, the black woman for VP so that he could go and get enthusiastic about voting for her. And he says, I'm not enthusiastic about voting for you. I mean, this is devastating to Joe Biden. There is no enthusiasm for him.
Right. And the New York Times has targeted now, quote, nice white parents with what they call a woke podcast. Again, this is part of a PSYOPs operation. Don't pay attention to this stuff.
No, not at all. In fact, Captain, yes, people are feeling more down. All you have to do is talk to your friends or people in your sphere, and everybody is suffering in some way, shape, or form, not only economically, but also psychologically, because the kids can't play together. They can't go to school. You can't go and do the normal things, generally speaking, that you could do pre-COVID, and it's designed to wear you down. And, you know, I'm here and you're here to tell everybody, number one, they're not alone.
No.
So we have a resilience in this country, and we have an ability to take whatever's thrown at us, just as our ancestors you don't have to go super far back either. You can just go back to your grandmother, your grandfather, your great-grandmother, your great-grandfather. They were able to make it through, and the people of America, I believe, are going to do the same thing. And we're here every night to help and be that voice in the night.
Right, and they may throw some of their garbage or trash my direction, but I'm going to bury them with their own stuff.
Well, absolutely right.
Because they're not telling the truth.
Well, precisely. That's exactly right. And the lies keep coming, and the media piles on. Not all of the media, but, of course, the majority of them, they're in lockstep with what the Democrat Party, the party officials, the deep state, whatever you want to call it, and they think that they've got everybody on the run. But
well,
people are going to go vote, though.
Here's the deal when it comes to Portland. The federal law enforcement deployment in Portland is plainly legal, justified, and proportionate to what's going on there. And now that the Department of Homeland Security officials have explained the whole operation, there's absolutely no excuse for the continued Nazi references, not that there ever really was, coming from the likes of Nancy Pelosi, Joe Biden, and anybody else that's using the terms. And if I was those federal officers that are there, I would immediately start a lawsuit against the Democrats for saying that. I would own them Lock, Stock, and Kitty Hawk, and have a judge, because you know it could be done, and have a judge just ram that right down their throat.
Well, right. I mean, you saw what happened now with Nicholas Sandman. He won a major victory.
He's two down and six to go, is what he said.
Well, exactly. But you're so right, Captain, about the usage of the term stormtroopers, which is an allusion to the Nazi SS, basically.
Right.
And so that is so far afield from what United States sworn federal agents are. They are not the SS.
No.
And they're simply saying this in order to be inflammatory.
And they're there to protect federal buildings, which they're doing. And if you start throwing things at the people that are guarding and protecting the federal buildings, and you start trying to set fire to the buildings, they're going to try to stop you. I'm talking about the federal agents. And if you start, again, throwing things at them, doing whatever, they're going to do whatever they have to defend themselves. And if they have to fire tear gas, if they have to fire rubber bullets, if they have to fire bean bags, whatever they have to do, guess what? They're going to do it, and too bad, so sad, if you're the dumb fool that was stupid enough to start the mess to begin with.
Well, absolutely right. And, you know, and I don't want to sound flip here at all, but the very fact that they use non-lethal methods, the beanbags, as you say, and so
they're not
forth,
using bullets, are they?
Yeah, crowd control. But I'll tell you one thing. If they really were stormtroopers from Nazi Germany,
they would shoot them.
That's right. Or if this was Rome or anything like
yep.
that, they wouldn't stand a chance. They have to realize they live in a country where they can protest.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, millennials, nobody ever said they were that smart.
Right.
By the way, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released new guidelines with heavy focus on reopening the schools this fall. School closures have disrupted normal ways of life for our children and parents, and they've had negative health consequences on our youth. There's several different surveys and studies that have said that, and they're definitely working on a way to get the schools open. And I to that, I say it can't be done soon enough.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, you know, there is even a mechanism here in California whereby schools can apply for a waiver to reopen. It's unlikely that that would be granted, but at least there is that mechanism. And that's because most parents want their kids to go back to school. They don't want them to go back to school with no precautions or anything like that. That's ridiculous. But they want them to go back and be safe. And there is a good way to do this, and because it's affecting
yep.
the kids.
And finally, for the Chinese Communist Party, the Houston Consulate served as a base of operations to exploit commercial joint ventures for state purposes and to gain access to advanced technology, proprietary information, and the intellectual property of the United States in order to advance Beijing's effort to undermine U.S. economic and national security. Senator Marco Rubio said that yesterday, our senior senator from Florida, and booting them out of this country was a good thing.
Well, right, and God help us all if Joe Biden were to be the one making, or his handlers making decisions about how we're going to deal with China and interact with them.
All right, and good morning, Steve. I see you just chimed in the chat room there. Good, glad to see you, Steve from Thailand. All right, Kyle, tell everybody how your show.
Thank you, Captain. You can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you Monday morning.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, does a bang-up job. We appreciate him very much. Covered a lot of ground there. Many of that.
Hey, survival gardeners. Garden soil isn't what it used to be. In fact, many gardens are farmed out and some are functionally dead. That means adding back the right trace minerals to your soil can immediately catapult your garden fertility, which means, quite naturally, better tasting and more nutritionally dense fruits and vegetables. So if you got your garden in late and want to help your fruits and vegetables play catch-up, or you simply want to pour on the trace elements to maximize this year's harvest, I've got good news. It's not too late to give everything you've got growing this year in your garden a powerful, life-renewing turbo boost. And the best part? This unique product creates a type of trace mineral synergy, which means that each mineral and trace element in the formula makes all the other minerals and trace elements much more effective than if they were used alone. Go to cmazing.net to turbo boost your garden. That's cmazing.net. Improve flavor, increase your harvest. Go to cmazing.net.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
A U.S. District Court judge denied Oregon's request to restrict federal agents' actions as they arrest people during protests that have gotten out of control in Portland and pitted local officials against the Trump administration. Federal agents deployed by President Donald Trump have arrested dozens during nightly demonstrations against racial injustice that continues to turn violent. Democratic leaders in Oregon say federal intervention has worsened the two-month crisis, especially after both the governor and mayor stepped aside and asked the police to stand down. U.S. District Court Judge Michael Mossman said the state lacked the standing to sue on the behalf of protesters because the lawsuit is a highly unusual one with a very particular set of rules. Protesters in Portland continue to target the federal courthouse, setting fires outside and vandalizing the building that U.S. authorities say they have a duty to protect. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and this portion of the program is brought to you by my friends at the Two Guys Gun Shows. Now, Two Guys Gun Shows will be back again August the 8th and August the 9th. They'll be down in Sarasota, and I'll be there both days making a personal appearance, so hope to see you there at Robarts Arena at the Sarasota County Fairgrounds. The gun show on Saturday will go from 9 to 5. On Sunday, it'll go from 9 to 3, and I'll be there Saturday from 9 to 2, and I'll be there on Sunday from 9 to 1. So there you go. Hope to see you there. And then the shows will pick up the next week, the 15th and 16th. They'll be back down in Port Charlotte. Then they'll take a week off, and the 29th and 30th of August they'll be in Largo. The 5th and 6th of September they'll be in Sarasota. And the 12th and 13th of September they'll be back down in Port Charlotte. And that's the schedule for right now. Two Guys Gun Show. Check them out online, twoguysshows.com. Twoguysshows.com. Always a tremendous, tremendous lineup of things there in terms of guns and ammo and all sorts of stuff. Now, we'll go back to where we were here because in a coronavirus economy, the Trump administration is pulling out all the stops to help small business. We know that small business, everybody knows that small business is hurting. And the Paycheck Protection Program has helped to save nearly 5 million small businesses and about 51 million jobs. Now, this is what the U.S. Small Business Administrator, Yovita Carranza, said. Now, in addition, at the direction of the president, federal agencies have already taken more than 700 deregulatory actions to remove obstacles to create job creation and growth, which was put there by the Democrats because they just wanted to screw things up. Jeez. But anyway, it is what it is. Things are going to get better, folks. Believe me, they are going to get better. And you're going to have a much better life ahead of you once we get out of this groove that we're in. Now, there's a lot of people saying that after the election, coronavirus may mysteriously go away. Well, it's possible because, once again, we heard about the exaggeration and misnomenclature of the coronavirus cases with people that had contributing factors that had nothing to do with the coronavirus. Now,
be able to hack the accounts of their users. Wow. Oh, by the way, Adam Schiff. Schiff says, you got to be careful with that one. You say that 10 times in a row, right? Schiff says, Trump is sending agents into cities to boost his image to his base and create chaos. Really? The only one creating chaos happens to be these other folks. These other folks are the ones creating the chaos. And it's just unbelievable the way that they continue to sit there and just lie and lie and lie and lie. And that's why I'm going to go on the record right now. And I'm going to tell the federal agents that are listening to me right now, because we do have an affiliate in Seattle. We do have an affiliate in Portland. We do have an affiliate in other places where there's been problems. You federal agents, don't think about suing Pelosi and her cronies for libel. Just do it. Just do it. Calling you guys stormtroopers. They're not out there taking the rocks and the bottles and the pellet guns and the boards with the nails in them. They're not out there taking that. You are. Sue them. Put Nancy Pelosi and her mob in her place. And by the way, for the Democrats to continue to attack law enforcement and don't say anything about the violent mobs, tell me that's right. Again, they're preaching to their choir, which is a minority of Americans, not majority, minority of Americans, and I've said this before. 3% of the country is trying to set up and control 97% of the country, and it ain't going to happen. Not on my watch. And it can't happen on yours either. You need to start speaking up. You need to start being vocal. You need to start letting people know, let your neighbors know, say, hey, we're mad as hell. We're not going to take it anymore. Remember that movie? Well, there's some truth to it. And again, We know what's going on here. If the Democrats were so far ahead and they were winning and they were doing so well, do you think for 1 minute they'd be tearing up the cities? Nope. They are behind. The truth of the matter is they are behind. They have alienated a group of people called the first responders in this country to the point to where you can't even begin to imagine what's going on. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Judy in Sarasota.
Hello there.
Hi, Captain. I'd like to talk about how important it is to vote.
To vote? Sure.
Am I on the air now?
You are.
I am. Okay. Well, it's so important to vote, and if we take a look at what's going on with all this rioting and so on and so forth, it illustrates how much power that the mayors and the governors can wield in this situation. And I've had so many people tell me, oh, voting for the governor, mayor, vote, that's only a small election. But it's not a small election. It's very important. And I think this could be a good lesson to us to show us, you know, how much power that they really do hold. Don't you think so, Captain?
It's called highest local authority, Judy, and the highest local authority always prevails because the federal government always goes back to the highest local authority in any situation, and then the mayors or the governors are the ones who call the government in to help them.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why it's so important that we have people that reflect our views that are in those positions, wouldn't you say, Cap?
Well, of course.
I mean, I find it upsetting because I talk to people, I do talk to people, and so often they'll come, that's just a small election, it doesn't mean anything. So I think the
Every election means something. And by the way, these people that move up the ladder start out at the local level.
Yes, yes.
That's why they become professional politicians. You know, they'll do 2 years in a city, 2, 3, 4 years in the state or county, and then move up. Maybe they'll become a congressman for 8 or 10 years, and then they become a senator or whatever. And by the way, we just had a conversation about Barack Obama. He had two terms as president, and somebody said, well, how about if can't they bring him back as vice president? Nope, can't do it. Once you've had two terms as president, you are done.
Well, I'm glad for that, Cap.
Yep. All right, well, Judy, I got to run. The music's coming up in my ear, but thanks for the call.
All right.
All right.
It was good to talk to you. And remember, everybody vote.
Hell yeah. Yep, November 3rd. You betcha, November 3rd. That is your duty, your responsibility. And for you people that have got absentee ballots, don't just stick them in the mail and think they're going to get there. If you got any way at all of taking them and delivering them in person to the supervisor of elections office or even the polling place where you're supposed to vote, then you need to do that. Do not just throw them in the mail and think they're going to get there. There's way too many things that can happen. Way too many things. All right. Well, we're coming back with another highway and byway report. And then, of course, Denise Simon will be around. And we're going to have an interesting conversation with her and pick her mind a little bit on the 18 people that have been arrested in Portland so far and charged with federal crimes, inciting riots, damaging federal buildings. Life is good, but not for them. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She and her husband listen to us on AM 1330 WLBB up there in Carrollton, Georgia, which is just up the road a tad bit from Fort Benning, Georgia. A big hooah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. And this edition of the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot Travel Center and Flying J Truck Stop closest to you. And here we go.
Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal, son, never mind them brakes. Let it all hang out, cause we got a run to make. The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer in Texarkana, and we'll bring it back no matter what it takes. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking. Are we gonna do what they say can't be done? We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Hey, it's Jerry Reed from Smoking the Bandit. Eastbound and down, loaded up and trucking, and we're going to cut that off there because we've got a lot of stuff to tell you right now. Now, first of all, the weather in the continental U.S., except for the Gulf of Mexico and Texas, isn't looking all that bad. I'll get into that real quick. In the northern part of California, from west of Reno, up over Donner, Tahoe, down over towards sticking close to the Oregon border, over to Redding, and then up I-5 all the way to Seattle, you've got some high heat warnings, heat advisory in there. Other than that, looking good till you get over to New Mexico, and then you got an area of rain in New Mexico pretty much all the way across I-10 from the Arizona border all the way to the Texas border, to include El Paso tonight. Now, we've got some rain up in Kansas and the eastern part of Colorado along I-70. Also, the northern part of Kansas tonight, we have a high heat advisory. That goes up into Nebraska. For the eastern half of Nebraska, then we've got some rain and some flood warnings, looks like, up in the northern part of Nebraska. The eastern part of South Dakota tonight has got a high heat advisory. That goes over into the southern part of Minnesota tonight with some rain up there along the North Carolina-South Carolina border as we speak, and some flood warnings as well. And it looks like there's some storms that are headed out in front of this weather into Wisconsin, the central part of Wisconsin, coming out of this little system we're looking at. Then we've got going towards St. Louis out of Missouri, over towards East St. Louis and Springfield, Illinois. We've got an area of some high heat advisory there. And we've got some inclement air, bad air, if you will, in the central part of Indiana, around Lafayette and just south of Indianapolis. And also on the southwestern corner of Ohio and just north of Kentucky. And then we have some unsettled weather conditions tonight up in Connecticut and Rhode Island. Okay, here comes the big one. Tropical Storm Hanna has formed. Yesterday it was a weak tropical storm. Today it's got 65-mile-an-hour winds, and we believe by the time it makes it onshore later today, early this evening, in Texas, somewhere between Houston and Brownsville, that it will be a Category 1 hurricane. Now, it's slowed down, which means it's intensifying. The millibars on this thing are now down to 991. Now, it's dropped again, and it's moving straight west at 8 miles per hour. It's currently 140 miles east-southeast of Corpus Christi and 130 miles east-northeast of Port Mansfield, Texas. So anywhere between Corpus and Port Mansfield is where they're looking at this thing making landfall. Now, the tropical force winds are out 80 miles, and it doesn't look like it's going to get that much bigger, but the rain we're going to see from this, the flooding and the surge, will go all the way from Brownsville, Texas, to Corpus Christi and Galveston Island, and perhaps to the south end of Houston. Now, I can tell you there'll be rain all the way over into the southeastern corner of Louisiana for most of the day, all the way down to Mexico along the Gulf. And this storm, which has been working its way across, is going to be around for a little while. It looks like it's going to slow down a little bit more and then work its way over. And by the way, the worst thing that could happen is if it stalls over Texas and just continues to rain and rain and rain. Now, there is a possibility for a foot or more rain in some areas. And I say that with my tongue in my cheek, literally. But we're talking about a storm surge, which could be 3 to 5 feet, the mouth of the Rio Grande to Baffin Bay, Texas, 1 to 2 feet, north of Sargent to High Island, Texas, and 1 to 2 feet towards Galveston Bay. Now, that 3 to 5 feet down below in South Texas, South Texas is enough to create a problem in the low-lying areas. So if you're in a low-lying area, you need to think about leaving. No ifs, ands, or buts. And here's the other reason why. Rainfall from Hannah is expected to produce 5 to 10 inches, and maybe even more. We could see rainfall amounts of 15 inches, 20 inches. If the storm slows down, that's possible. In Mexico, you're going to see a lot of rain there. So keep in mind, Hannah will probably be a Category 1 hurricane later today when it comes on shore. It'll have winds about 75 miles an hour. Right now, they're 65 to make it to Cat 1. But it's going to have a lot of rain, and that'll be the problem. All right. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com has joined us. Good morning.
Good morning.
In Portland, Oregon, finally, 18 people have been arrested over the past few days. Those are the ones that they say they're taking off the streets and they're disappearing. Well, they're charging them now with federal charges. Now, one of these cats got arrested with a board with nails in it. And they actually swung and hit one of the federal officers and impaled him with the nails. So I'd throw the book at that person. That's assault with a deadly weapon.
Yeah, it is.
That's only part of it. So we're finally getting tough. We're doing what we should have been doing before, and we're putting the word out there that, hey, you mess with us, it's going to be not a state charge, a federal charge.
Well, and federal, they're certainly much more aggressive, and I think there's a wider legal net when it comes to federal charges. The other piece is that the state and or the county really doesn't have too much to say on it. So,
no.
That's a good thing.
And, of course, the CBP chief yesterday, the acting chief for them, blasted the Portland mayor, called him he said he was acting like a 10-year-old because his lack of cooperation could wind up being deadly for the people of Portland.
Well, I mean, the whole thing in Portland is ridiculous. Now you've got Garcetti, the mayor of Los Angeles, that's standing in solidarity with Ted Wheeler of Portland.
Yeah, and you've also got Seattle, which has entered into the mix because they supposedly have got some big demonstration going on there today.
Yeah, there's some back the blue type rallies that are happening in various places across the country too.
Correct.
I think there's a fairly sizable one in Long Island, so I think kind of keeping close to the news on some of those.
It's going to be a busy news weekend because you know they're going to try to disrupt that stuff. Okay, hold the fort. Folks, I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Denise Simon, too, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. And when we come back, the president signed this order aimed at lowering prescription drug costs, and some people are squawking about that. Well, I didn't think saving money was something.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.